Hey guys, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/dndpodcast. Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Thriftiner DeMauro, and with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
Nika Howard.
Hi, guys.
Mike Bachman.
Hey, guys. I'm Mike Bachman, and I play Tom and Steve.
And Tim Lanning.
Hey, everyone. You know what? It's so great to be here. What with all of these episodes, 100 looming around the corner.
Wowie.
You know what? It's great to be here.
That's like next episode. This is our 99th episode.
Holy shit. Can I ask a question?
Like it's 99.
Did anyone tweet when we went live?
Uh-oh. I just did right now.
Nika, I love you.
Nika's everyone so else good at things and good at being on a podcast, unlike me.
Can I have my phone so I can retweet it?
Nika.
And Jennifer, you do the same.
Okay.
And a whole bunch of people are tweeting back to us that they're getting ready to do their Ludra shot, so.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Everyone share the pain together.
So it is Mischief Night.
It's
the night before Halloween, which is called Mischief Night in New Jersey and nowhere else, apparently.
He's got the Jersey Devil.
And it's the night before Halloween, so we're all dressed up. Let's everyone say what our costumes are. Mike Bachman.
I am a future deadbeat dad.
Jennifer Cheek.
I'm dressed as a woman who just got in from work, and she's like, I'm going to put on a sports bra and some comfy pants and do a podcast.
I put on my kid's Umbreon hat, and it's very hot, so I'm taking it off. Then, I guess, Tim, you're king, I guess.
I'm King Titus Harper!
He's not a king.
It's eventual. It's gonna happen. Believe me.
Yuck.
And the person who's most disappointed with the rest of us, Nika Howard.
I'm not disappointed at all. I love you all so much. And I am a big goon for Halloween, so.
I have a real costume. It's a hat and a shawl. A cape.
So say what you are, though.
Oh, sorry.
So people can imagine it.
I dressed up as Maya from Borderlands 2, and I did the Dark Scarlet version because I didn't want to wear yellow and blue.
Rad.
And her costume looks awesome. It's like very detailed and real.
And it's even on her face. She puts things on her face.
I put the makeup on. I painted myself up like a dirty whore today, so.
Nice job. Thank
well, you
that.
Said you put makeup on, so.
Get out.
It's true.
It's a sin to wear makeup.
The other exciting thing is that our shot glasses finally came in.
They sure did.
Mine's full of alcohol.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We all have a Ludra's shot glass, which I'm going to fill with whiskey right now.
Jennifer and I have filled ours with Bully Boy whiskey, which is a local whiskey here in Boston town.
Just to let you know, we're real hipsters.
I am going to be celebrating our neighbors to the north and have a nice Canadian mist whiskey.
Woohoo! Mm.
Ooh, the finest. Is that in a plastic bottle or?
Yeah, this was a $3 plastic bottle.
God damn. That's how you get hangovers.
Yep.
If you're wondering what a Ludra shot is, it is the Dwarven Hammer. There's a recipe right in the back of the glass.
Oh.
And it is... So you guys playing along at home can fill a shot glass with whiskey and drop it into a mug of Dwarven Ale.
All right, how does this... I don't know. How does this work?
It's... Okay, so you take it and you drop it in, or you can slide it along the side. Mm-hmm. And then I was telling Michael before, whenever you are drinking it, put your finger above your lip, and it'll stop it from crushing into your teeth.
Yeah, you're gonna want to break all your teeth out.
I think it's not really the Dwarven Hammer unless you let it hammer into your incisors.
Yeah, you gotta really hammer.
That's true.
All right.
I like my teeth, and I would like to keep... Tim, you were grimacing just then. I am a giant baby, and I don't do shots. And I guess this is not really a shot. But it is chugging liquor and beer together.
Is the beer going to get weird when you drop it in?
I'm very scared right now.
It won't, because it's beer. Like some drinks, like car bombs, if you let it sit, it'll curdle.
It'll curdle.
This should be
curdle. But there's no dairy or anything in it.
All right. Yeah. Well,
I'm so scared.
So are we ready to drop? Are we ready to drop the hammer?
Yeah. Thanks for giving us money.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
We
one,
you. Oh, fuck.
Two, three. Oh.
That was a bad idea.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Yummy. Yummy. And that had a...
No, I'm not done. Oh, my geez. Okay.
Yummy, yummy.
That wasn't awful.
That wasn't so bad.
Steph, edit out all my burps from now on.
It's over.
Agreed.
I'm still not done. Oh my God, I'm so bad at this.
No,
I have a little bit extra of that. My foam's gone.
I guarantee, no matter what you guys had, mine was the worst tasting of them all.
mine was fine. But then again, I did what I was supposed to do.
Yeah, mine's pretty good.
Whiskey!
It was like a more alcoholic version of beer. It's my fav. I'm fucking jazzed! Let's goddamn do this! I've never done this before a fucking show!
I can't wait till I puke in the middle of this podcast. Oh my jeez.
I'm still sad that I haven't been on a single podcast where Tim's gotten blackout.
I was pretty drunk on episode 97.
I don't know what that means.
With us during the Durance episode?
No, he wasn't. Oh, neither was Nico. It was Sarah.
What? That was the fabled Durance episode.
the deleted Durance episode.
Yeah. Ooh, guys, I feel
wrong
that.
Wrong dice, fuckhead.
Wow,
I'm so amped right now.
That one.
You're being amped sounds like domestic abuse.
I just want to hit someone.
Let it be known that I'm the one in this relationship that takes boxing classes and actually goes to the gym. So.
I play squash, so my right arm.
I did some real sweet front squats the other day, so.
Gross.
Yeah, and my good opinion, whenever Jennifer refers to a lady as attractive, she says, they look like they'll step on you. So. You know.
Listen, the heart wants what it wants. And my heart wants to be stepped on.
Do you guys want to play some goddamn D&D?
Yeah, sure. I'm amped now, too. I'm going to punch him.
I'm all amped. I'm too amped, even. I can't stop. This dwarven hammer has got me hammered.
Yeah.
Well, not drunken yet.
Sweet. Okay, everybody roll D20.
All right, and remember Bapperson, who is now a respectable dog.
He's not a high dog, which I grieve the loss of high dog Bapperson.
I'm 9.
Rolled a 16. What is this?
I rolled a 17.
Nico, what'd you roll?
I got a 13.
Oh.
Yay, Bachman.
Well, since this is Halloween and 13 is an unlucky number.
Bachman, no. What happened last week?
13 is my favorite.
Okay, last week.
You'll remember because you had a splitting headache.
Yeah. But not yet. That's at the end of the episode. Last week, we were in. Were we already in the submarine?
Yeah.
Okay, were we in underwater?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ish.
Okay. I can't imagine all that happened was we found Steve's rotting corpse.
We went to a ship.
Yeah, you went to a ship and found a bunch of money and stuff.
Yeah, we went to a ship and found a bunch of money. And then we found Steve.
Yes, it's
pretty much.
Yeah,
it was a weird episode.
Then we found Steve, and I think his skeleton was still clutching the Demonomicon, and Tom was the one who was tasked with going to retrieve it, and he did, but he touched both the skeleton and the Demonomicon at the same time, resulting in a null Dragonborn metacrisis, which resulted in the transference of Steve's consciousness into Tom's body, where it lives now forever and ever.
Yay!
Amen.
And the funny thing, when I re-listened to that one, because that was the one I was an episode, that's probably the most drunk I've been on a released episode.
Really? I don't even feel like I remember you being
I did
that
good drunk. On that one, actually. Which is,
I can normally, I feel like I normally can tell when you're really drunk and no one else can, and I get like judgy at you, but I don't feel like I could tell. Maybe I was drunk.
The episode before that, I was hooting and hollering a lot, so I was really nervous to hear what the next episode was, because I'd be doing my mental mate, having a laugh, but it's like shout it out of nowhere, and so I was really scared. And the thing is, we set Tom up for it in a way that sounds like we're in collusion. We had no idea, it was, I don't even know, he didn't even lead us that much. It was just kind of like, all right, who's going? And like, you go, because we made a joke earlier about like, oh, if you tell Tom to do something, he'll do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it just happened on its own, and it was great because
it was perfect.
That had been, we were 100% sure that that was going to happen for at least a month before
it
happened.
Well, don't say we. Oh, actually, okay, here. Okay, now we can air some grievances.
Oh no!
This is why we are being railroaded by Zerd. It turns out because of this. This is why my sister is being enslaved by devils.
She's probably fine.
I just,
this is why Bucky,
this is why I was so okay with just doing whatever the hell Zerd wanted us to do, because I just wanted to get to Stom, I guess, or Thieves. Stom. Yeah, I think Stom. I wanted to get to Stom as quickly as possible.
I think I woke up the next morning with a headache and I go, oh, everything's sliding into place now. Everything makes more sense.
You could have done anything you wanted, though. No one made you go in that submarine.
It's true.
You guys argued about it for 17 episodes.
Our own free will, just like all non-Christians will go to hell.
Wow.
Of their own free will.
Jennifer, our only bad review is about that.
I'm going to hell. It's cool there. The devil lives there, and I love the devil.
Stop! My sister's with the devils.
Yeah, no, I want
to
go there,
man,
too.
The Pope believes in evolution now. We're all going to hell.
Cool. It'll be a rad party.
Stop!
Since I'm going to hell anyway, I'm going to go get us some beers. How about that?
My man, what up?
Guys, that Dwarven Hammer, that was pretty good.
Did you do it with Cider Boys and Tennessee Honey Whiskey? Because it was not good. Yummy.
You know, okay, so here's how this works. So it's very, I'm going to give you guys the sausage making inside baseball since Jennifer's off getting a beer. It costs a bunch of money to get these things printed, but like all the fees are in setup fees. So basically we're never going to print these again. So we're not going to make any more. But we do have some extras. So there are a couple of people asking if they could get them afterwards, after the fact. And we will set something up so you can get them after the fact. But once the ones we have are gone, they're super duper gone forever. And they are a little bit more expensive than if you were just part of the Patreon at patreon.com/DND podcast.
What was that again? I was...
Patreon.com/DND podcast.
Basically, once they're gone, we put them in the Disney vault, like along with all those DVD copies of Beauty and the Beast, and you can't buy them until we release them again, which is never.
And Aladdin 3. And we'll start selling Aladdin 3 again, but...
Is that Return of Jafar? Or is that Prince of Thieves?
That's Prince of Thieves.
Okay.
It's the good one. It's the only good one.
Prince of Thieves?
My OK Cupid and Tinder profile, it just says, I only think Aladdin 3 is the good one. I get a lot of right swipes.
Aladdin 4, King of Queens, starring Kevin James.
That's good shit.
Tim, why do you want so much? Why do you know so much about Tinder?
I have a Tinder account.
I do too.
You guys have Tinder?
It's really entertaining.
It's 2015 and we live in Boston.
Wait, okay, you guys can be honest with me right now. Are y'all trying to get some strange?
Oh, for sure.
As we said at improv, pussy. And I'm trying to get some. I'm sorry.
That's great.
Are we in a podcast anymore? What's happening right now?
I love the reviews. Like, this is ostensibly a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, even though they talk about Pokemon in an alley for 20 minutes.
Apologize. I don't know.
Well, they knew they were going to get something weird for episode 100. Bubble.
Charizard. You've done this to us somehow.
All right. Are you guys ready to do this?
Yeah.
Bachman, what's your favorite Pokemon to play?
Oh, my God. No, stop. Okay. You save it for later. Save your Poke talk for later.
So, basically what's happened is you guys have just re-entered the submarine.
Yeah.
And realized that Tom is having some issues.
Guys, we should kill him. He has the demon tank.
No, don't kill me! I don't think it'd be very nice of you guys to kill him.
He's got Steve in him!
I don't know. I mean, are you... Tom, are you okay?
Well, I'm not Tom. I'm Steve. Get out!
Steve, are you okay?
I'm just fine, but this body feels real weird. Tom uppercuts himself in the face and falls to the ground. He takes 5 damage.
Steve, where have you been this past month or so?
In the black, the cold, dark black, there was nothing, just endless nothingness.
Well, that answers that question, I guess. Okay. Well,
at least you died, unlike Tom, who is just in freezing ice prison.
You don't know about that.
I can see his death.
Do you have any idea what happened to the chum guzzler?
When I went through the portal, I just felt the crushing depths of the ocean on my little heart, my little gnoll heart.
Oh no.
You guys, so you remember as Tom was coming up through the bottom of the submarine, you remember the bottom of the ocean sort of roiling?
Yeah.
And You hear stuff outside. You hear...
And there's hella zombies on the ground.
Yeah, shit.
Zerd, we need to get away from the ground. Do you call it ground? Do you call it the sea
floor.
The sea bed.
Excuse me. I just received a message, I guess.
Oh.
That I think maybe we should all take a look at.
What might your name be, old timer?
Oh, my name's Zerd. I have not seen you before, have I?
Oh, I don't think so.
Zerd, this is Tom. He looks like Tom. He just talks strange.
Yeah, you've seen him. Maybe you've not heard him.
No, I don't think I've seen him before.
I don't know.
It's weird that Zerd is the most racist character we have when I kind of made Harper to be racist against non-humans. Go ahead.
So he pulls out his wand and wiggles it a little bit, and then you see a shimmering visage appear, And if you're looking roll 20.
Don't mind if I do.
Is it still Kermit?
No.
Oh, it's Rin.
You see, Tom recognizes a changeling woman named Ren.
I know you say Tom recognizes, and I know what episode it's from, but I don't remember a damn thing about her.
And so she starts talking, and you guys can hear her talking.
Sir, are you there? Can you hear me? I only have a short time to relay this message. It's Ren here. The Coven is working here to protect the townsfolk. There are still a few of us here that were working to save your sorry asses. Anyway, I have a warning for you. I've been keeping an eye on you, and I have to say that your childishly named vessel is actually directly above you, dead in the water. But perhaps more unfortunately is that your newly made demon friend is attacking said vessel, so you have to get up to the surface as soon as possible and we'll send help, but just watch your back. I'm out of time. I have to go. Good luck.
Can you make heads or tails of this?
I think she's saying
that... Childishly named boat?
That the ship is directly above. There's no time to waste.
Are you telling me that the demon has been chasing us for a month or two?
I don't know. Probably. Maybe he was following the demon Omicron as well.
I hate this book. This book is really worth something.
Do you know what the unfortunately named vessel is?
It gotta mean the Chum.
It has to be the Chum Guzzler.
It's gotta be the Chum Guzzler. Which was a goof. We didn't mean for it to be called that, but it's done.
This, I mean, like,
it knew
its name.
We need to get our ship.
Stop calling it.
Yeah. Xantolin's probably up there. My understanding is Xantolin's doing strong.
He's doing strong.
He's bossing strong. Guys, we have 69 Twitch watchers right now.
Oh, that's a sex number.
Dude.
Yeah.
69. That's immature.
Oh, Steve!
No. Wait, Bachman's eye is...
You hear a gigantic crashing noise, and the submarine suddenly drops, like, 5 feet.
Sird, what just happened?
Oh, dear. I was worried about this.
What do you mean you were worried about this? Did you have a pre-existing worry and you didn't tell us?
Hold on, purple lady.
I hope... Oh my god, he's so rude! Sird, I hope that by saying you were worried about this, that means you have a plan to fix it? Since you were aware of it ahead of time?
Okay, guys, we gotta go outside.
No, you mean in the fucking
it's
water?
It's water. We can't go outside. There is no outside.
Wait,
well,
guys,
you have those rings.
Yeah, we still have the rings on.
Oh my god. Okay.
There
Why?
Is what I'm going to describe as a storm giant skeleton holding on to our boat. Submarine. I can get rid of it though. Let's just go outside and I'll get rid of it. I need you guys to watch my back though.
Oh, all right, your voice sounds weird.
Definitely
but let's do it.
Let's that.
Do it.
Let's go.
I mean, I don't think we have any choice. So
right,
we gotta get to the Chum Guzzler. So
do it. We stopped arguing.
You guys all drop down through the hatch.
Oh God.
Oh, we're in a fishbowl! Oh, no!
So you're outside, and there you see these giant skeletal arms holding on to the submarine.
That's rude. We are the bottom of a fishbowl.
I love the little blue rocks.
Oh, my God.
Zerd goes, okay, hold on. I just need about 30 seconds to cast the spell and I can free us. If you can just hold off this horde of zombies, make sure none of them hit me.
Is that Zerd in the middle?
Yeah, that's Zerd in the middle.
30 seconds, that's just 6 turns.
All right, we can do it.
It's 5 turns.
5 turns.
What?
It's
each
five.
Turn
it's
is
five.
6 seconds.
6 seconds?
Yeah, around.
Yeah.
I thought it was 5. 6? Uh-huh. That's stupid. 5 makes more sense.
It's not on the metric system at all.
Oi.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
So I'm going to need you all to roll initiative.
No.
For those playing along at home, our four heroes are surrounding Zerd the Arcane. There are just all kinds of zombies surrounding.
They're probably minions, don't care.
Thrifty, with your with your permission, I would like to roll two d20s, one assigned to Tom, one assigned to Steve, to decide which consciousness takes precedence when he takes his first turn.
I like it.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is Bachman two characters now?
I don't know.
He said yes to something, but Harper has a 12. It's not very good.
Steve has a 13.
Oh. Aludra has a, well, okay, but are we counting Tom's initiative bonus?
Of course we are, because we're fighting.
Okay.
We only sometimes don't do that for skill challenges.
No, no, I was saying because he's
actually,
Steve,
oh my god.
I would think, and you know, Thrifty can either back me up or say no, but I would think that if Steve is taking precedence in this case, since he doesn't really know how to be a warlord, he wouldn't have the same kind of commanding presence, and thus he wouldn't get the initiative bonus.
What are you doing?
But your body's still there.
Your body's still
there.
Yeah, ready.
I'm going to just say that for the sake of simplicity, that Steve is just has all Tom's powers.
Okay, that sounds good to me. And just the personality is different. Cool, so I'm going to take that plus two initiative bonus.
Just going to take that plus two.
I'm just going to take it. So that puts me at 22.
I got a 30.
Damn! Every time! It's so much!
She does this to
us. I'm always so impressed.
I feel like the disappointment in her voice was pointed towards you guys.
No, I just feel bad every time.
Is this because of the Halloween costumes?
No. Oh, gosh, guys, no.
Perfect. Perfect.
I like making Nika feel like she's being mean because she never is, and it's hilarious.
That's what she wants you to
except
think.
Except to Michael.
Bachman, what do you get?
I had a 13 plus 2, 15. Wait a minute. No, I rolled a 13. I'm an idiot. I still don't know how to do initiative to this day.
You literally made fun of me a handful of episodes. 20, for it.
Yeah, yeah. 21, 23. 23 total.
Okay. A Harper?
I already told you, 12 rolls off.
Oh, man, that's really bad.
What it is. You, I rolled a 4.
Roll? Oh, man.
Sometimes you tell me things and I don't hear them.
That's true. That's our relationship. Guys, I'm having an epic poke battle right now with some people. I got 19
Why
and
you
13.
Why poke a trailer?
Me and Trailer get our poke on.
Okay. Jayla.
Okay. I would like to do... it's an encounter that I have. And it's called Abjure Undead. And it's a close burst 5. So can I hit the people without moving? It's 5. And then... Or no, because it's 10.
It's close burst 5?
Yeah.
I mean, that'll hit a bunch of people, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it radiates off of you, they'll hit awesome. Everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah. Well, but it only affects undead.
Well, good.
That seems like what we are dealing with right now.
I would like to use that. So I'm going to take my beacon of Arathis and I'm going to point it to them. And I'm going to... Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
I rolled
can't believe you've done this.
An 18.
18 against what?
Their will.
They're zombos, so I feel like their will would be bad.
They don't like it.
Please let it hit, Michael.
Wait, if you have to roll against every single one of them.
No.
Yeah, technically.
Oh, I mean, do you want me to? I can't.
Just roll like five times or something.
Well, hold on.
He says dejectedly.
Listen, that dwarven hammer was no good, but I'd do another one right now.
I don't remember how to play my character anymore.
She's like, I want to kill all 20 of your minions in one turn. Is that cool?
Oh my
cool?
God, that would be awesome.
Yes,
the rest
please.
Of us just chill down.
You said it was 18 against Will?
Yeah.
Okay, you blow them all away.
Are you
Wait, literally all of them?
What's that?
Like all of them.
Yeah, no, they're all dead. She wipes out like 20 of these guys.
Eludra is having, like, she's having a moment right now. She is extremely aroused.
You can tell that, like, Harper was radiating heat. Bubbles are coming off him. And then all of a sudden when they all die, he kind of just, like, fizzles down and slumps down. You know, like, normal white dudes get when someone tells them they can't do something. Like
When a girl shows him up, he's all sad.
That was a great job, Purple Maiden.
You don't know me in this body, but we were totally friends, and I missed you so much.
What?
Yeah.
She was related to What's-His-Nuts.
This whole conversation takes place
Rebar.
Within 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Remember, underground, so.
By underground, you mean underwater?
I don't know. Sea level. Yeah, you're right.
Let's just say that Eluder's eyes are burning like coals. Into Jayla.
I mean, I could probably done that.
No, you couldn't, Harper.
So I guess that's the first round. A bunch of zombies, though, pull up out of the ground.
God damn it.
God damn it. We probably just made this harder.
And start shambling towards you. And so we'll start again at the top of the round, which means it is again Aludra. Oh, my God. Jaludra's turn. Jayla's turn.
They combine!
Oh, Tim, I just did it, and you weren't there anymore.
We fucked it up, so now we're fat.
Are they in the same area?
Now, if you look on the screen, you can see they're a little bit further out now.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you did that, so I have to move now.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
You had your Roby swag.
Well, I am... Okay, I'm going to...
10 o'clock robot who Thrifty has already used to point things out is saying, like, oh, this is great. And now she can't do it again, and Thrifty just steamrolled her. It's like, oh, you killed all the minions? They're back. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to do that one, and then I just want to stab the fuck out of this guy. I'm going to name him as my Oath of Enmity, and then I'm going to stab him.
Somebody earlier in the chat asked what lipstick I was wearing. It's MAC Viva Glam 3. Just to let everyone know. It's a really great lipstick.
I got a 29 versus his AC.
That's going to hit.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm going to fuck him up.
Whoa, language.
I'm sorry. I'm going to mess him up. I'm going to try. I got a 13 damage.
To knock his block
He's
off.
He's dead. Which one? This is the one right next to you?
This one. That one.
This guy? Yeah.
Cool, you only killed one.
Good job. You killed one guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
That's great, I'm sure.
I'm so sorry.
Tom. Sorry, Steve.
What's real anymore?
Stephanie put 2 hours of silence in.
Well, this body feels real weird. I'm not really sure what it can do, but I'll try.
Wait. Can I request something?
Yeah.
Michael DeMauro?
Sure.
Can I request that Jennifer, Nika, and I take our headphones off and so that Steve encounters Blood Drinker for the first time?
Oh, golly.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, it's me, Blood Drinker. What's up? You like puppies?
Me too. We'll have a drink of blood.
I don't know that Steve would encounter Blood Drinker just yet, but, you know, when the moment's right.
Uh-oh. Is it something else we need to know about?
I would say that Steve, as he's, like, searching the depths of this new mind that he's unfamiliar with, he burps. He burps and lightning comes out, much to his surprise, and he accidentally casts Dragon's Breath directly in front of him, probably getting the top three in that group of four that are to the left.
Okay.
Let's see. Is it roll once for damage, roll for each hit?
We're just going to, because there's a lot there of is guys, a lot of you success. Can just roll one. Just roll once.
Okay, so 13 plus 16, so 29 versus reflex.
That's going to hit.
That's going to hit. 2d6 plus 1 damage. That's 5 damage to all 3 of them.
Okay, they all die.
Get out of here.
Oh,
baited.
Well, I don't know what that was. Excuse me.
Everyone else feels kind of like buzzy in their feelings.
Oh, yeah. Should we all die because he electrocuted the water?
Right. I think we're grounded. We're wearing rubber shoes.
Bioshock.
Yeah,
I have
good.
My rubber shoes on.
Yeah, Tom would have never done that on purpose because he knows things like that. I think that's going to be my turn. I don't really want to move.
Aludra.
Oh, man. Okay.
That's you.
It is. It is I. I'm going to move up. On these Zombo guys in
right?
front of me. Yeah. I
right
guess.
Here?
Yeah, I guess they're... I don't really have a lot of, like, hitting multiple people at once. I'm going to do a burst of Earth's Fury. Or attempt to, anyway.
I believe in you.
We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Cool.
Of course. How about a 17 versus AC? What's that do? Nothing, probably.
That's going to miss.
God damn it.
Can we be picking choosers for the rules and be like, hey, look, now that she's attacking three people, she rolls three times.
Eh?
Let's not do that.
So this is what happens then. So Eluder goes to, like, slam her hammer down into the sea floor, but it's like sand and stuff, so it doesn't work the same down there. And she's like, damn it. But guess what? She's close to those three dudes. She marks them. Puts herself as a dwarven wall between them and her friends.
A Chinese
Good
wall.
Deal.
Nope, a dwarven wall.
Hey, Harper, what you up to, buddy?
Chilling and shit.
Is Harper high?
What up? High as hell, man. Hey,
Harper gets high off water. That's yep. why you never seen me drink it before. I put a bubble around me to see... mathematically where the best place is to go. And he scooches down and he's like, hey, Jayla, I can't do burst 5, but I can do burst this! Uh-oh, that one's gone. I can
oh,
do
no.
burst this! Does a 30 hit them?
No, yes.
Okay. So Harper flies up like a littlest mermaid and then kind of comes down, and then just like a vortex of water just rips these zombos apart. Because they're minions, right? So I don't need to roll damage.
They are.
And I can fly even though I'm in the water.
Everybody can fly underwater.
But I do it better. I'm doing it better.
You look beautiful, Harper.
Thank you.
You look dashing.
I'm okay.
So that is another 6 seconds has passed. This zombie is going to move 1, 2, 3. This one's going to move 1, 2. Three.
They're closing in.
How are they doing
Two. Oops.
Why did you guys run away from Zerd? Aren't we protecting him?
I don't care about Zerd.
Yeah. Fuck Zerd.
Wait, was that in character? Is that just a question?
That was just my own personal. This is Jennifer King talking.
Okay. It's much more chipper when it's out of character.
FYI, though, if Zerd gets hit, then he has to start over.
Oh, so. God damn it.
Oh, now
that
we know.
Is why I did not move.
Good job, Tom/Steve.
So Steve is going to get attacked.
Oh, no.
By this Zomba. What is this attack? Oh, just slam. What a dumb attack.
Thrifty, can you be ready on your turn, please?
Damn.
Does a 22 hit your armor class?
I don't believe so, but let me check.
You're drunk.
What? It does not.
Okay. Aludra gets attacked 3 times.
Sure, whatever. I don't give a shit.
You said that now. That is a 20 versus AC. Is that a hit?
Get out.
Scooch.
How about a 16?
Nope.
How about a 30 versus AC?
That'll hit.
All right, you take 6 points of damage.
No! Not 6 points.
You have so much health.
I feel like you're mocking me.
Eludra gets hit just enough to get like a real cool like cut under her eye, like on her face. She's like,
she
awesome.
She now has a Nelly Band-Aid on her cheek.
Exactly.
Jayla does give the one that hit Eludra a menacing glance, and there's like such hatred in her eyes.
Why does she hate Eludra?
No, she doesn't hate Eludra. She hates what hit Eludra.
Yeah.
But why does she hate Eludra?
But, like, why does she hate Eludra?
No, but she loves Eludra.
Eludra, like, slapped off, like, to the zombies, like, no big deal. And that one, like, kind of brushed her, and she's like, I'm coming for your ass.
Good. That's like a kiss.
This is a promise.
Okay.
I get it.
More zombies come out of the ground.
Oh, my God.
Zerd's like, keep going, everyone. You can do it. Just need a few more seconds here.
This would be a great time for a dervish.
Yeah.
The big giant skeleton arms are like just yanking on that submarine.
I hate underwater nautical vessels.
Is this the storm giant we killed way back when?
Yes.
God damn him. He's still alive?
Or that was like what? That was a great time.
Yeah.
Okay, Nika.
Okay,
sorry, Jayla.
My turn. I am going to. There is 5 foot adjust. Yes.
It's called
shifting. Jesus Christ, Nika.
I am so sorry. I am going to shift there, and then I am going to radiant visage them, or visage, whatever the fuck the word is. I don't know. I'm going to shine my beacon of Arathis at them with hatred in my eyes because they are hurting all of my friends.
We're friends.
Yeah,
I don't normally have friends.
Cursed friends.
It on that ain't easy being Harper.
Fuck.
Language, we're a family podcast.
Yes.
A nat one.
No! No,
Jennifer drinks.
Wait, no, can I use my action point?
She's looking at her, she's like, yay.
You can use your action point.
I'm going to use my action point.
Do we have action points? Come on now.
Who even does?
You're playing fast and loose.
What even is an action point?
Okay,
You haven't done anything for a month.
So I rolled a 17 plus a 14, so a 31 against their reflex.
That hits. What are you doing, though? What's the thing?
Reflex!
I'm literally, like, holding up a beacon of Arathis, like, as if I were a Sailor Moon character, and there's just, like, Arathis's light shooting out everywhere, and it's a blast 5, so it hits all of my enemies within 5 squares, which is all of the ones around us.
How many of these do you have?
In the name of Arathis, I'll punish you.
In the name of Arathis, I reject.
I reject.
Is it like an encounter power or what? What's going on?
This one is an encounter. This one is level 11 one. The other one was just an encounter one that I had. I'm sorry, Michael. Don't hate me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did you kill all of them again? Because I'm really mad.
I know, not all of them. I didn't get the outer lane ones, but I just got, here, I'll show you. I got.
All but like 2, right?
It's like that all one of them.
Nice.
Oh, God.
That one.
Nice.
2 hours later.
That
nice.
One.
We got all the ones surrounding.
Oh, my God.
All the ones surrounding.
How big was the bubble?
5, burst 5, blast 5. Sorry.
How big is the bubble?
How big is the bub?
So these guys have something called Grasping Death, which is when they're reduced to 0 hit points, they get to make a slam attack. So Aludra gets 3 more slam attacks.
Okay. Slam it?
Does a 25 hit your AC?
Nah.
Okay, you get hit once for 6 points of damage.
Shrug.
Jayla, does a 34 hit your AC?
It does.
That's a sixer for you.
She like licks the blood off.
We say when we say 6 points of damage, we just say sixer.
Jayla's in the blood.
Tom, does a 21 hit your AC?
No.
Tommy.
Steve.
Tommy.
No. Steve. No, it does not.
Okay. Well, you don't get hurt then.
Thank you.
So
Ella.
Wait.
Thank you.
Okay,
you.
Thrifty. So that enemy, the one that hit Jayla, I did get hit. Was the same one that hit Jayla hit me?
It's dead.
It's dead. Okay.
It's dead.
Yeah.
It was his dying attack.
Ugh.
If you had an immediate interrupt, that...
I do. I have
it
an immediate...
It would still hit you, though, because it was on its death.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
And you didn't mark those people. So not the same person did it.
I was just trying.
I know you do, baby.
You're doing good, though. You're doing great.
I try.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're all very proud.
Thank you. That's what I like to hear.
Steve-o.
Yeah?
Your turn.
Is it my turn? Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I'm going to do. Steve is going to run over here to this fella, and then he's going to hit him with a daily for good reason, though. He's going to use Knock Them Down. 16 plus 16, 32 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Okay, it does damage, but minions, doesn't matter. But what it also does is each ally within 10 squares can take a free action to move up to 3 squares and make a melee basic.
Holy shitballs.
Dang, girl.
So,
damn, girl.
If I was betting, man.
I've never done a melee basic before.
Okay, this guy's going to hit you, Steve. So you take 6 damage when he dies.
What is he? He does a slam attack?
Yeah, he does a slam.
What's the number?
32 versus AC.
Oh, yeah, no, he hits.
I should have said the number. I apologize.
How much did he hit me for?
I broke protocol. I'm sorry.
Hey, 50, as a fellow DM, I know that's like, man, you know, you're just going, you know the numbers. What's the point?
Yeah, but, you know.
It's the way to go.
I hate you, Steve, but that was nice.
Okay, everybody make a free move and melee basic.
Ludra goes here. She's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Jennifer, can you do me a solid?
What?
And roll to hit that man. For a melee basic.
I would love to do that.
Tom did a thing where he allowed us to move 3 spaces and do a melee basic.
Cool. How about a 27 versus AC on that bro?
That'll kill that bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a looter comes and swings her hammer about into his head and it explodes off.
Yeah.
Did a 24 hit your AC?
Nope.
Okay. Then you kill him and he dead.
He did.
Harpercoon rolls a... Gonna be high? Wait, no, it won't. Because he... It's a melee basic. It's a 29.
That'll hit.
So he thwacks him, thwack, thwack, with his broken staff.
And he gets 34 in return.
Yeah, that hits oddly enough.
That's 6 damage.
Oh, boy.
Okay,
Oh, boy.
I can move to here, yes? Three spaces?
Yeah.
Oh, I rolled a nat 20.
You crit! You did so much damage!
Yatta!
Yatta! Sugoi!
He hits you back with 33.
Okay, well, that hits, but I kill him first.
So yeah, he's dead, but he's already dead. But he's double dead.
He's double poisoned and double dead.
Yep.
Okay. And,
Do I need to roll damage, or does he need to roll damage on me?
He does not. He does automatically the 6.
Okay. Do I need to roll my damage on him, or is he just dead?
Not really. Okay. He's just dead.
Hey, Mika, welcome to the game. These are all minions.
I'm sorry.
You're being awfully rude right now.
Oh, just because I did it it's to okay. you and you giggled, but I do it to Mika and you get upset. That's weird.
Well, I know that whenever Tim is rude, it just means that he really likes someone, so.
That's true. He's like an elementary school guy. Tim wasn't socialized properly as a child because he went to Christian school.
And I live in Florida. Delete this fucking... Thank you.
He's like a dog that wasn't allowed to be around other dogs. He doesn't know how to do it.
All right, so this guy wanders in. This guy wanders
in. Oh, no, Zard. He's getting close to Zard.
He's about to get his just desserts.
Oh.
That was a damn fine pun, son.
Wait, where are all these ones coming from?
The ground.
Out of the ground.
Also, welcome to this encounter.
What?
How many? Wait, it's definitely been six rounds, right? Six turns?
No.
It's been three.
Oh, I thought each person's turn was a fight.
No.
I'm sorry, that was the fourth one, I think.
I'll cut you.
Wow.
I could be wrong. I might have been drinking more of this whiskey, and maybe I got it wrong. But I think that was the fourth one. Maybe.
Typically, I think a round is every time all of us go.
So yeah.
Wait, so
for sure.
An entire round is only 6 seconds?
Yeah. Jeez, yeah. Tim, where have you been?
I thought each person's turn.
Hey, Tim, welcome to 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons.
God.
Eat shit. I play real games like Shadowrun and Dota 2.
No.
You played Shadowrun exactly as much as the rest of
us. Me and you have technically played more than them. But
fourth round That's now. True. Okay.
Now so, it's the fourth round, yes.
Now it's the fourth round. All right. So, yeah, so Jayla.
Okay, well.
Wait, so each time we kill all the zombies,
they just fucking
we restart
back.
The top of the round?
Yeah. What do you mean? You went. Didn't you go?
Not I don't that think turn. Did Harper go?
Oh, you didn't go.
Harper and Eludra didn't go.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Shit, guys.
I mean, technically, this is better for us, but it's just a weird thing. You know what I'm saying? The zombies should go at the end of the fourth round.
Wait a minute.
You guys want to take a... These two guys were left.
I thought you said it was only six turns.
Five rounds.
Everyone's very confused.
And we already made like
Harper
2 cycles?
And Eludra
What's
should
real?
Get, Harper and Eludra should get to go.
Yeah.
If they want to.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Eludra goes first, though.
But only these two guys are really here.
Which ones?
These two guys near Zerd.
They were beneath me. How about you hold for 2 seconds?
And, okay.
Because I was going to blow them up.
Yeah, do that. Because I can't. I can only hit like one of them at a time anyway.
Yeah, you're bad.
Hey.
I know. I'm sorry. Where's all my fucking dice?
Probably in hell with the devil.
I made fun of a Lutrashan and then I got back.
There's no one terribleness.
Does 21 hit them? In their reflex.
In their reflex?
Remember, they're underwater.
That hits them right in their reflex.
Harper snaps and points, and then a shower of radiance falls upon my enemies.
He points like Sailor Moon.
I reject. But all right, I know what's happening, I'm going to go scooch up next to my main man, Zerd, and then I'm going to go pee.
Okay, Eludra, you are free to move if you would like to move.
Okay, but which... One's. I guess I'll go get near Zerd. I guess that makes
None
sense.
Of these dudes are actually here yet.
Okay,
so.
Cool. I'll go and get right here by Zerd and get off. Right.
And just kiss him a little bit.
I just like smooch him on his gross old cheek.
Smoochie in his little face hole there.
How much of a beard does Zerd have?
Ain't nothing
He's
wrong
got a
with
big
some
white beard.
Smooching.
I just tug his beard cheerfully.
Wait, Aludra is really trying to smoochie on the Zerf.
No, I'm definitely not trying to smoochie.
Oh, okay.
All right, you break his concentration. We have to start over.
No, like, I was kidding.
Jayla might kill Zerd.
I would never smooch Zerd. I would rather die.
Zerd's great. I don't know why you're so mean to him.
I was trying to tug his beard like a Santa Claus.
Okay, top of the round. This is our fourth round. Jayla, I assume you have another blast five, and you're just making stuff up as you go.
Okay, well, actually, I lied. It wasn't an encounter. It was an at-will. No. I am going to do... So is the 10 mean, like, it's not 10 squares, right?
It's 10 squares. You can hit something within 10 squares of you.
Oh, perfect. Okay, I am going to move myself. I'm going to move there. I'm going to try to hit this guy. And then I'm going to do Shared Madness. So whenever I hit him, this guy up here that's next to Aludra, he's going to take the same damage.
Okay.
I rolled a 19.
That's pretty good.
Plus a 14, so a 33 against his will.
That's gonna hit.
Okay, awesome. So I killed him.
These two guys die. What does it look like when they die?
It looks really awesome because Jayla has her Beacon of Arathis out and she just like points it at him. And this, like, beautiful, brilliant, glittery light, like, shines out at him. And, like, he starts burning with this, like, amazing angel hellfire. But then this other guy looks at him and his eyes burn out because the vision of Arathis is so beautiful that he just, like, burns from the inside out, kind of like in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It's like the last thing his eyeballs will ever see.
Yeah.
Same.
And then he like says a word right before, I should have converted to Arathis.
That's right. Fucked up.
That's cool.
And then it's Right. And then Jayla like turns around and gives Aludra a wink and like a little finger gun. Like, I got your back, girl.
Did you say finger bang?
A finger gun.
Bang, bang. Bang,
finger
bang.
Gun.
What do what sound do guns make?
Bang, bang.
Bang,
bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Wow.
All right, Iggy Azalea.
Steve the Dragonborn.
Steve the Dragonborn? Well, what I think I'm going to do, you're going to do nothing. It's my turn. And then I move up here. And I just do a melee basic, because... Why the hell would I do anything else?
That was a lot of bluster for just a melee basic.
I rolled 3. Steve's a better Tom than Tom. Okay, so I roll 3 plus 16, 19. Where's AC?
That misses.
Tom runs up after defying Steve and pulls out his sword brazenly and swings and then looks around triumphantly like he just killed somebody, but he did not. He didn't. He missed the zombie completely.
Oh, Steve.
He does that thing like an anime where they slash someone and then they put their sword away and they assume the person can fall down, but the zombie's like, huh.
Yeah, he's got his back turned like the zombie's just gonna go split in half diagonally. But
yeah, slowly like slide apart.
Okay, Aludra.
That's okay. Me.
That's me. I'm gonna go up and get this zombo, I guess. I'm gonna do you have to be super, I always forget the rules on this. Do you have to be a certain distance away to charge?
Yes. It's like 2.
You can charge from there. You just have to be at least one away.
Okay, cool. I would like to charge. I want to do that.
Yeah, do it. Charge him.
Just for funsies. Because my hammer allows me to do it. Not that it matters, this is a minion, but still.
Every bit counts. You are you.
Yeah. Well, hey. I don't know what that means.
You roll poorly.
Well, this is more for... It gives me extra damage, not extra help in the hitting. So I'm going to roll my dice. Oh, shit. I critted on this stupid minion, but it doesn't matter.
Yay.
That's exciting, though. Yay, crit.
So that means that I just want to know what my damage would be, even though it doesn't matter. So I do 27 damage to it.
That's so much.
I basically take my hammer and turn him into a pulp.
It's like in Smash Bros. When you get the bat and you hit someone, right?
Or whenever you get the hammer and you just go all across the screen.
You dropped a dwarven hammer on him. He does not hit you back.
Imagine that he entirely liquefies when I hit him with my hammer.
That's gross. So you're standing in a cloud of dead?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Which is why he does not hit you back.
That's right. You can't.
I rolled a 3.
You can't regenerate. Ugh.
Yeah. Harper.
That's me. Harper points at the bottom two zombie, and he snaps fingers. He's definitely hits. That's like I rolled also a 16, so that's a 29.
Okay, what does that look like when they are evaporated?
Basically just like a light of radiance explodes out. It's like, we'll say firework for funsies, explodes between those dudes. He's like, yeah! And he's cool. Done.
So the one that's next to Tom swings at Tom.
No!
And gets a 26 versus AC.
That does hit me.
Okay, that's 6 damage.
Okay.
And as that happens, Zerd goes, "Oh, Zabu, Flingal, Popple, Poo."
And that is why wizards are worse magic users than sorcerers.
Light streams out, and the skeletal arms blast away from the submarine.
Yay!
And Zerd goes, "Quickly, everyone! We must get back into the submarine."
Yeah, we do. Let's go, guys. Let's scuttle, hurried.
Jayla holds out her hand to grab Aludra's to like help pull her up.
But Harper grabs the hand and he's like, "Thanks.
God damn it, Harper!
Thanks, Jayla."
She totally plays it off though and makes it cool. Like, yeah, whatever, we're friends.
You have soft hands. I have friends. Anyways, I'm gonna go Svitz.
Aludra runs up behind and she has a scowl on her face at Harper.
Harper does
Sam
not
was just making a run, a really mocking run motion.
Like a waddle. Like a husky toddler trying to catch up.
I don't know why you're making fun of me personally, Jennifer Cheek, for the way I run. Because that is how I run. Like a husky toddler.
Okay, so you guys get in there, you throw the bottom hatch closed, and Zerd is yelling for people to go up, 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 and the ship starts going up. There's leaks in places where the submarine is kind of coming apart because it's getting pulled apart by a giant storm giant, but the little half-invisible guys are, you know, trying to stop the leaks, and the submarine's going up, up, up.
I tell the one that looks like Willem Dafoe that he's doing a good job.
Thank you.
This is all so I can get Spider-Man.
Submarine bursts out of the water, hits the surface.
Wait, do we burst through the Chum Guzzler or next to it? Because I don't want... No. I was going to yell at Zerd, "Don't hit that boat."
You come up next to a ship that is in dire straits. The mast is broken and like in the water.
Oh, man.
I have this mast wick. I do care.
There seems to be a fire on the deck. There's also a giant demon that recognized the one that was attacking your submarine as you went down and was been following you for episodes and episodes, attacking the ship. And you guys are like, "Fuck, man.
Man.
How are we going to do this, you guys?" That's what Zerd says to you guys.
Oh, man.
You sound different than Ron.
How do we know that we care about this boat? Oh, wait. Red. Yeah. Tad and Branson are all on that boat. And Zantolin, I have to assume.
But also, you see on the horizon what looks like an airship being pulled by some sort of weird dragony creature.
Is it a Quetzalcoatl?
Possibly. And it's being flanked by 7 griffins. Flying in.
Full Metal Alchemist.
I literally know exactly which gift you're talking about.
and you recognize several of the people riding the griffins. Not all of them. Some of them you don't recognize.
My nipples! My nipples!
Wow, they're hard as, diamonds.
One of them looks like Clinker. Which obviously, since I said airship, one of them looks like a sort of raveny man.
Watari desu.
And one of them looks like a piratey sea wench.
No!
What is this?
What is this?
And that's what we're gonna call the episode.
Can we fall asleep for a day so that I get my daily back?
You fucked up. Why
as all of them are like tapping their feet. Like,
why would you use that against these zombies?
Because I was jelly, mad jelly cut.
Yeah, you fucked up.
You fucked Harper? Up. I've never fucked up
oh,
before.
Oh, but you just did.
No.
I'm so excited for this next episode, Michael. You don't. Even
I can't
know.
Even handle it.
I'm not. I feel like
I'm out of control.
We're in a RP dense section, and I'm like a child in that when uncomfortable things happen, I like to make fun of them and make dick jokes and fart jokes and poopy jokes.
I don't see anything wrong with what you're saying.
The issue is Roz is on Harper's kill
yeah.
list 7.
You are gonna want to murder.
I mean, there's no way around it.
Can you make a scatological joke about her murder?
Get fucked in your butt where it poops. You poop in your butt.
Poop inside there.
So we're running. We need to be snappy here. So hey, Tim, do you have any feedback?
Oddly enough, I do. Did you cut it in half or did I read them all?
You could just do them all. I think. Right? There aren't that many.
Okay. BTK6 from the United States says, "Holle for episode 53. This is the best podcast. Thank you. I play Minecraft as I listen to all the episodes I missed. 48 more episodes to go. I hoop Tam, the Dragonborn, this still around. Jesus Christ, learn to type. Keep it dicey. Hey! XOXO Dragon Boner. I
you
love
are
you.
Very rude.
It's probably because he's mine and also, hardcore under Demon
number Dragon. One, I find that hilarious coming from you who makes so many spelling mistakes all the time. I'm going to call you out right now.
This is not the first time I've been called out for not being able to spell on this podcast.
It's not that you can't spell, it's that you don't pay attention.
It's that you don't want to spell.
You don't want to spell right.
Every time I have a G-chat with Michael Thifton or Damaro, I think about the time that he threw shade at me on this podcast or another, and I go through and make sure I make things right. Postpunk says 7 stars. Simply the most informative podcast on the subject of Mongolian history. Cracker Jack from Canada says, "G'day, mate, a purple drink for the purple lady. A great podcast. I love the interaction of the characters and the players. For this old school second edition DM/player, thanks for the laughs. P.S. On episode 98, Nika needed a drink. Here's a purple one for the purple lady. Shots 151 proof rum.
Damn.
1/4 shot tequila. 1/4 shot gin. 2/3 shot triple sec. 1 shot blue Krakow. Krakow?
I don't know. Is it Krakow?
Krakow?
I have no idea how to say that word.
1-bitters. 1-grenadine. Cheers! Wow. Krakimer Jack.
That sounds scary. That
sounds it sounds like that person sweet. Wants to kill me.
It'll get you drunk.
Amazing! By Dernangel from the United States. So I found this podcast amazing. I listened to the first episode. Now I'm on episode 68. At the time of writing this, I love it because it makes me laugh so much that my cube mates give me the weirdest looks. Also got a weird look when I started to sob a little when Tom Darkblade died. The characters all become so relatable. I am sad because I missed a lot. This happened, though.
Nope. That happened. She missed a lot that happened, though.
I am sad because I missed a lot that happened, though. And wish I could go back in time and listen when it first started. And even help with the Kickstarter. If only there's another way to help us.
We had a patron.
Eventually they'll catch up and they'll be able to help us.
Cool. But thanks for the fun. Please do not ever start.
I think she means stop.
Yeah.
I get the goose. Thank you, Tim and Mike. Keep those slide flourishes and dragon boners coming. Jennifer, keep with a cute accent. Oh, hello.
You got it, babe.
Thrifty, thank you for being a creative and cool DM. Nika, get fucked.
I don't know what it says.
Oh, thanks.
She doesn't even know about Nikki. I'm assuming this is a girl, and I don't know why. Actually.
I don't know why either. Angel. Darn angel. Darn well, angel. Angels are girls.
Angels are.
Gabriel the angel.
Just like cats are girls, Michael and dogs are boys. Nope.
Dick Darlington from the United States said, subscribe to this dang podcast. A great podcast, even if you don't know anything about D&D. Test it out. It's just like listening to a great story with lots of humor. Bonana. Theon Greyworm says, inside baseball, one day we will feast on Daisy Sausage. Live flourish.
Never.
Never happen. Who stands from the United States says, great for commutes. Greetings from Largo, Florida. Oh my God, you're from Largo, Florida. This podcast is the only thing that keeps me sane while spending 30 minutes stuck in traffic on the bridge. If you can do that, it can help anyone. So I'm here to rate it 5 sly flourishes out of 5. Still too soon. Largo, huh?
Yeah, man.
We call that Larghetto. They have a great Sweet Tomatoes, Largo Mall. I've seen many great movies there. There's literally nothing cool about Largo. Hola Esu Jao from the United States says, hola RPGerios. I just listened to every episode. It's a lot of fun. Great job, guys. Also, now you guys have 2 Brazilian fans. Well, probably there's way more than just me. And
that's cool.
Tessia. Also, I'd love to see Steve the Knoll trying to say my name. Jao Paulo Lisboa Rasmin. Anyway, great podcast, great story, great DM. Please, if possible, kill more characters. Maybe it's time for Harper to go, right?
That's not nice.
Best at this is Portuguese. Never. They speak Portuguese in Brazil, right? But yes. Jennifer, you can sound it out, right?
No, Portuguese. I don't know how to pronounce Portuguese. I can read it. Best
grande abraço dos suas faz brasileiraços.
Nope, that seems wrong.
That's probably right.
I think you nailed it.
I have a friend from Latvia who...
That's not like Brazil.
But his name, he always posts it. It's like, you guys have never been close to saying how it's actually. M. Morris from the United States sounds vaguely familiar. To my dearest drunks, my sincerest apologies for failing to write a review. And the 1 year, 9 months, and 2 weeks since I first started listening to your stellar podcast, my bad. Your show is so good. Like, wow, the players are funny. The Dungeon Master has built a wondrous world, and the story is riveting. Please continue to do this forever and ever, really. I need this in my life. Seriously, very respectfully, Matthew M. Wonder how that connects. That's a great point. I'm sure there's many of you out there who listen to this podcast and just have never done it. Do it. Give us a review. Seriously. Do it.
And then it'll make us happy.
Yeah, it's the only thing that makes
us happy. Just do it.
See, Steve, United States says, perfectly hilarious. Thanks, guys, for creativity. Throw your hilarious, crazy antics and being trapped in a car for 2,600 me with coworkers. I finally created a D&D group in Corpus Christi, Texas. Classic Pass from United States says, best in class, the D&D podcast that won't fill you up and never let you down. That's funny. Baperson! It's aight, and you. Then some. No, really, this podcast is awesome. Many times I've caught myself laughing in the workplace, and this is often hilarious. Everyone in the group brings an important element to the table, but Bachman is my favorite of the group, after Thrifty and Jennifer, and now Nick.
Shit.
Let me read that again. Let me make sure.
Tim.
Read
it again.
Bachman's my favorite. Check. Thrifty and Jennifer. Check. And now Nika.
Well, but he said Bachman's my favorite after Thrifty and Jennifer.
Wait, but which one of us is first Thrifty?
Wait.
Well, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that Bachman and Tim are those last two.
That's true. That is actually true. But Tim is so last. He's not mentioned.
I need you to forward that to me unaltered.
Oh, it's right there, man.
The only con is that it makes me sad that I don't have people like this to play D&D with. Hey, Baperson, I'm deleting all the tweets I've ever sent to you.
Maybe you would have people to play with if you weren't so mean.
To me, Tim. I control Dungeons & Dragons in this world. Mike Yo the DJ.
No.
Yes.
It can be Mike Yo.
We don't. You said
it's probably Mike Yo. I don't know.
Are you done?
No. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
And Uthgar retrust. After hearing Tom the Dragon Burn talk to Uthgar, I now believe. Seriously, amazing show each and every week. I have a fan art request for Tom dressed as Winnie the Pooh with his snoot in some hell wasp honey. I would definitely get a tattoo of that. Love you guys.
I back that.
You've heard it.
I 100% second that notion.
I'll back your Patreon for that.
Paul Rube Goldberg says, can't feel my legs. The last time I've been this overwhelmed and turned on by mainstream media was when they opened the shipping container full of dead Oriental hookers in season 2 of HBO's The Wire.
Oh,
5 star.
God.
They weren't Oriental, they were Russian.
That's true. Good point. They were Russian.
McNulty. Good point. That was a great season.
Remember The Wire? Man.
Whenever Jennifer and I watch a television program and a character in The Wire pops up, we yell, The Wire!
The Wire!
And since we're watching the Good Wife and The Walking Dead,
yeah,
they're all over the
goddamn
place.
They're just everywhere.
There's like 28.
There's so many of them. They won't stop acting.
One less.
Oh, no.
Guys, I'm too excited to start episode 100, so we gotta stop talking. All right,
let's do it. Let's be done.
So thank you for joining us. If you want to talk to us, we're on Twitter at GigglyInc or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? What? Were you telling me
to do the thing?
I'm doing the thing right now.
Okay.
Well, then check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, Sayer, and Top 5 of Death. What? You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com to see some amazing fan art, hit up the forums to learn more about the wizard, and head over to our shop to grab some merchandise that even Steve the Gnoll would approve of.
What?
I changed it.
She changed it.
I changed it just a little bit. I just threw in some little extras for you.
Steve the Gnoll likes all merchandise. I adore consumerism.
When you've finished with learning all about Harper's dark past, head over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Unless, of course, you want a looter to drop her hammer on you. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, watch out for traitorous pirate women, and get ready for things to get dicey. Let's give a special thanks to some high patrons that we have. We have Joseph Sleppy, Shauna Young, David Strait, Thomas Arase. I'm saying Arase because it sounds fancy.
Arathis.
Josh Slider, Ben Cook, Alex Spearley, Dustin Vinsky, Josh Rundle, Jacob Field, and Josh Mathau.
Yay! Thank you guys. We adore your patronage.
We love it.
It's great. Next week, episode 100 should be exciting. I hope you join us then. Until then, it's been dicey!
Can I tell you guys this is TMI, but this is a story about this is a story about a 56K modem and pornography. there's this video, right? And this is the days before streaming. You can't just like click it and just like watch it happen. And dude's laying on the ground. This woman is like standing over top of him, and she's gonna do what looks like she's gonna straddle him, right? And she lifts her leg up and like And basically, the way this is playing out is that every, like, 5 minutes, I get 2 seconds more video. That's how slow my internet was. So I'm sitting here, and I'm like, yeah, what's going to happen?
So it's like one pump a minute.
Like, what's
we haven't even got to the pump part yet.
What's going to happen next? And she, like, steps up, and she swings her leg back. And then, like, I get the next 2 seconds, and she just goes... Bam! And just like kicks him in the balls as hard as she possibly can.
And this, like, man enjoyed it.
I was just,
is that
like,
what he's into?
This is a ball waste torture? Of the last 3 hours.
Jesus, yeah, kids these days don't know what it's like, because like we would use Kazaa and stuff like that.
They can just get their porns anywhere on the internet.
They just type like jean shorts, and then they get
jean shorts.
All sorts of filth. We got one time of that my friend says he was trying to download an episode of South Park. And
yeah,
it was this girl who was naked. He's like, all right. And then she gets shot.
What? Oh, nice. My. Well,
which real,
now we understand you so much better.
I don't know if it was real, but
I had to look for porn in the woods.
Carrie was... just opened the door and I got so many judgmental looks.
That's understandable.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I only stole my mom's Harlequin novels from her bedside table and then meticulously put them back exactly as they were. That's all I knew.
That was the trashy,
like,
romance.
That was the big deal if you stole literature like that, was you had to make sure that everything was like perfect.
Yeah, because they could tell.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I like to think that's stories where my photographic memory came from.
Guys, can I pause? Jennifer did classic error. She is Googling and she said William.
I did fuck up. I knew who it was. I just wanted to look at his face. It's so scary.
Will
I am Defoe.
Can someone please tell me why his face is like that?
Because he's foreign.
He scares me.
Is he foreign?
I don't even know if that's accurate.
He's from America, but...
No, he's definitely American.
He's from the past and the moon.
He's probably our secret listener, and now he's never going to listen again, Tim.
That's a lot, Tim.
The Doug Benson podcast used to, like, 4 or 5 years ago, at the end of every episode, used to call him an asshole because he just seems like the nicest guy in the world. Or is the shithead.
No!
I don't... Thinks I'm pretty without any makeup on. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream the way you turn me on.
You know what the best part is that I'm doing this through SoundCloud, so I can't actually get the real song. So I'm literally playing the sad Kermit version of Needle in the Hay. But you can't tell. Because I keep turning it off before Kermit comes on.
Wait, I don't know what that is. What's the sad Kermit version?
I've never heard of that either.
Right.
I want to say we've only... Oh, you know what? I was going to say we've only gained followers, but then we just lost like 3 people watching. Just
let
then.
You put your we're hands up to 80 on for me in my skin tight jeans for your teenage queen tonight. Right? Did I get right?
Because there's a really big, long, drawn-out build-up.
You know you can skip ahead.
I can't, though.
Because your charm around your neck.
Baby, you're a fire.
Is this that Kermit sipping the tea?
Actually, Kermit...
Yeah, really, it is.
There's a video too, and it's awesome.
Kermit the Frog.
I'm broken.
Here?
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry.
Our dog came over because she was so concerned for us just then.
God damn.
Holy shit.
Okay, well, that's probably the top 4 things that's ever happened.
I know what my playlist is going to be for work tomorrow, just this song.
Is that just all Kermit the Frog? All right, let's do
that. Yeah, really,
like Kermit the Frog literally like shaves and stuff in the video. It's so good.
Is it just being like...
It's like a shot-for-shot recreation of Royal Tenenbaums, both Kermit.
I can't wait to watch it for 3 hours in a row.
I went as that character for Halloween. No one knew who I was. All right, let's go.
Okay.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.